Hormuzi Wantol challenges petrodollar system, as you can see linked up on Mark13News.com for March 31st, 2026. The full title of the article being De-Dollarization Accelerates as Iran's Hormuzi Wantol and BRICS moves challenge the petrodollar system as nation continues to rise against nation, meaning the Kenite nation rising against itself through two warring factions within the shadow government thereof, which is symbolized by the He-Goat of Daniel chapter 8. In other words, the Kenites on the multipolar end of the globalist spectrum, which for the most part control the Ezekiel 38 Confederacy, as well as the hidden agents of Edom, are at war with the unipolarist Kenites, who for the most part control the left-right paradigm, which is symbolized by Ammon and Moab. But no matter what the Kenites do to try and bring about the New World Order, as it's called, they shall fall, as we know from Daniel 11:14. And that word translated as fall there is from a Hebrew word, which in this case means to fail, because the one world political system of Revelation 13 won't emerge until the woe of the fifth trumpet, when Satan and his angels get cast to earth at the beginning of the 5-month-long hour of temptation. Then after the one world political system gets wounded to death, it becomes a one world religious system at the woe of the sixth trumpet, when Satan appears as the Antichrist. The true Christ won't return until 2.5 months later at the woe of the seventh trumpet, and as the true Christ says in the last verse of Mark chapter 13, "What I say unto you, I say unto all, watch."